Former Georgia Governor Lester Maddox died of pneumonia today. He was 87 years old. During the Civil Rights era, Maddox epitomized the fight against integration. He first became famous in the 1960s for closing his fried chicken restaurant instead of admitting blacks. He remained vocal even after leaving office. In 1993, he spoke out against homosexuality in Cobb County, Georgia.
People out here that are passing off sin, shame, and tragic conditions, sexual conditions in the lives of some people as okay and as proper and as acceptable. And that's a criminal action by the media, by the educators, and by people in government. It's wrong. Even animals, four-legged animals, they know better than act like these people.
Merle Black is a political science professor at Emory University in Atlanta. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What was Maddox like as governor?
Well, as governor, he was somewhat milder than he led people to think while he was campaigning. He ran a real strong militant segregationist campaign. But, while he was governor, he appointed more African Americans to boards in Georgia than all Georgia governors combined had done. He held Little People's Days weekly at the Capitol. He was accessible. He didn't surrender any of his segregationist beliefs, though, but he was a milder version, certainly compared to someone like George Wallace in neighboring Alabama.
What about policies?
Well, in policies, Maddox was a racial segregationist, but he wanted to put more money into public schools, got a 25% raise for teachers. He went after speed traps in the state of Georgia. And so I think, he had a different style than others. He kind of opened up the governor's office to everybody who wanted to see him.
How influential was he?
Well, he was influential within Georgia, and he certainly had an impact in terms of how people campaigned within the state. But he never really made it as a national politician. His competitor was George Wallace of Alabama. George Wallace took these kind of white racial resentments over civil rights into national politics. Maddox was not able to do that.
He didn't hide, though. I remember he did the talk shows.
Oh, yeah. He was a very colorful character. He was an entertainer. He was a showman. He was an extrovert, so, he loved to be the center of attention. He loved to draw, crowds around him. He could always kind of lighten up things.
Wasn't it the legislature that actually put him in there?
That's right. He at that time, Georgia law required a majority vote, but didn't allow for a runoff in a general election. And Maddox actually trailed by about 3,000 votes to his Republican opponent, Bo Calloway. So the election went into the state legislature, and the legislature at that time was almost completely controlled by Democrats, and so Democrats put Maddox in office, even though he'd gotten fewer votes than his opponent.
Do you ever claim any sort of justification for segregation? It was just personal belief.
Oh, yeah, personal belief. He was born in 1915. He was out of a period in the South where virtually all the people growing up, the whites growing up at that time, were strong segregationists, and he was a junior high school dropout. No, he was just kind of basically Southern racist.
Dr. King's funeral took place during Maddox's time as governor. How did he handle that?
Well, when he refused to close the Capitol while this was going on. He had heavy security as the marchers went by. So, that was a mark that was seen by African Americans as a huge sign of disrespect for Dr. King.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Merle Black is a political science professor at Emory University in Atlanta. We've been talking about the death of former Governor Lester Maddox of Georgia. He was 87 years old.